Welcome to episode 12 of the Washington Bullpen. On this week's podcast, we're going to be talking about the U.S. Supreme Court taking up a double jeopardy case. Then I've got updates on the U.S. and China trade war after the G20 financial summit last week. And to end the episode, we're going to be talking about former President George Herbert Walker Bush, who died this week. Prohibits someone from being tried for the same crime twice in America. However, there is an exception to this rule. The Supreme Court has said that state and federal are separate sovereigns, so courts on both the state and federal level can try someone for the same crime because the punishments could be different and are separate. So in the past, the Supreme Court has upheld that ruling. Now, however, there is a case in front of them that looks to overturn this exception to the double jeopardy rule. In the Gamble v. United States case, an Alabama man was charged with carrying a gun as a convicted felon. The state of Alabama gave him 1 year for the crime. However, the federal government, after trying the same case, said push it up to close to four. Now, Gamble says that this violates his constitutional rights. However, because the second time the case was tried, it was on a federal level, this wasn't seen as a big deal at the time. Now, however, Gamble is taking this to the Supreme Court. This could have pretty big implications. Some cases, if Gamble were to win, would have to be reviewed and could potentially be dropped because they would fall under the category of having been heard twice, both at state and federal level. If Gamble is successful in this case, it could also have an impact on former members of the Trump administration and associates of President Trump himself, who are currently caught up in the Russia investigation. For those who have already pled guilty to FBI investigators, if they are given a federal pardon by the president, Gamble's victory would prevent individual states from then being able to try them again. So what this would do is essentially it would allow many of the people who are currently being investigated to avoid any form of punishment at all, because they would be pardoned on the federal level. Canada, Mexico, as well as the United States signed off on a new trade agreement that will replace NAFTA, hopefully. If you remember, the U.S. decided to pull out of NAFTA. However, this must still be signed off by Congress, but there's no guarantee that the new Congress in 2019 will approve. So we have to wait and see how that turns out. In addition to this, the G20 summit last weekend put the U.S. trade war with China on hold for a little bit. However, things have since escalated. U.S. intelligence officials have said that the Chinese tech company Huawei could be using their products to spy on Americans. They've also been investigating Huawei for allegedly violating trade sanctions against Iran since 2016. And on Wednesday, the CFO was arrested by Canadian officials, and she is currently waiting to be extradited to the United States. So this has kind of cast a shadow on the positive light of the halt in the trade war. There is, however, no guarantee that the trade war will stay halted, especially with these new developments with Huawei, so look out for that. Herbert Walker Bush passed away this week. He was 94 years old. He had been in and out of the hospital a number of times over the past year and suffering from Parkinson's. The former president laid in state at the Capitol building on Wednesday, and people paid tribute also at the beginning of the week. On Thursday, he was flown back to Texas to be buried in his home state. I got a chance to talk to a few different people down at the Capitol on Wednesday. Bush was remembered generally pretty fondly. There was one woman whose husband worked for him as a Secret Service agent, and she had this to say.
So first, can you just say your name for me?
Linda Parker. My husband was a Secret Service agent, and I just wanted to come. He passed away, and so I just wanted to come and see Bush 41 because we knew him, and it was very, very nice. I was there when they changed the guard. That was very interesting to see. He was just a very, very nice man. I mean, he was a politician, but he was first a nice man.
And then one congressional staffer who was waiting in line had this to say about the meeting.
Yeah, Christopher Harvey, 33, staff assistant. So, you know, originally I'm from Houston, Texas, and, you know, former Bush, President Bush is a Houstonian, a fellow Houstonian, and, you know, I wanted to come and not only show my respects for him being a Houstonian, but I mean as a former, the 41st President of the United States. So I didn't get a chance to come by and visit John McCain when he was landing on her, so I wanted to definitely make sure that I had a chance to come by and visit President Bush. So.
Awesome. And what was the experience like?
I mean, it was what I thought it was, you know, very solemn, very quiet, you know, just, you know, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was in front of the casket when I was walking up there. So, I mean, it was what I expected it to be for such a, you know, monumental type event, so.
Prior to winning the 1988 presidential election, Bush fought in World War II, served in Congress, was ambassador to the United Nations, and vice president. He passed away just 8 months after his life. By Brenna Carroll. My name is Jared Gallagher.